Begin the Quran Dav, Mesech the Shabbos Dav Kum Mem Vav. We begin, taste the mask, this begins with the Gemara. Sheva Adam Mesachavis, Lechem and the Gregors, a person could break open a barrel to get and eat the dried figs that are inside. Shay's going to explain, what type of barrel are we talking about over here that you're allowed to break? Where we said you could go ahead and take a knife and break it open and get in it. So Taisa explains that the Gemara Mukila, the Gemara explains that this that we're talking about, that you're allowed to use the knife to break open the barrel, is Bedrusis, which is talking about dried figs that are stuck together, Reb Nechemya, which that was specific to Reb Nechemya because you could only take a knife what it's meant for, which are by the figs, and once you need it for the figs, because they're stuck together, then you can use it to break open the barrel. Al Rabban Reb Nechemya, but what comes out, but according to the Rabban who disagreed with Reb Nechemya, Sharif, film for others, that they would permit it even if the dried figs are separate because they hold you allowed to use a knife for other permitted things, which is also to break open the barrel. Now, says Taisa B'Tema L'Rabbi, my teacher has a difficulty, or he wonders. Mahadid nam b'perek ha'makar b'kol ma'ar, but this is the Gemara says in Erev Nav Lama Dalma Be'ez, gabi Erev nosnu b'megdol b'nol b'fonav. What happens if someone has his Erev in a tower and it's locked in front of him? Now, the whole objective of an Erev is that it's considered like as if you're dwelling over there, which means you have to be able to access that meal. Here it's locked, and he lost the key. And that says the Gemara still has a Erev, that's going to be considered as a valid Erev. The Gemara asks, why is that? He's in one place, his Erev is in another place. You have to be able to access the Erev, and he can't get locked. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Shmuel Dami Tavai, they both say, here we're talking about a tower that's made out of a binyan, or as the Gemara says, levenim, out of bricks, remehi b'chulen, it's going like remehir. He says you'll have to demolish a house of bricks and yomtiv to get the Paris out of it, and therefore, although the key is lost, it's okay, it's like considered like your Erev is in the same place as you, because you could demolish it to get your Erev. Now that says, Taisus is Rabbi, v'amai me'boi l'luk ma'achi, why did the Gemara have to explain that halacha like that? And moreover, another question related is, me'kari nami ma'kama, even how do we understand what the Gemara originally was saying? What was the Gemara saying that, oh, you can't access it, there was like me an Erev? What do you mean? Of course you could break open and open up the tower to get the Erev. Just like our sugya said, that you're allowed to break open the barrel and take the dried figs that are inside. So how do we understand the Gemara's question over there, and why do I have to say like a man? Says Taisa bin Basel, Chalik bin Natilas Erev and Tils Agregus. And if you can differentiate, oh, that's the difference between taking an Erev and taking a dried fig, specifically, like an Arasur, you want to take the dried figs, that's straight up eating. That's what we permitted you to break the barrel. But just to take an Erev, which is not literally eating, that we didn't let you go ahead and break the tower, unless it tastes ball, Imkain Kashab, then that would be difficult. Because in Hechimoki Lahasim, great mayor, then how could the Gemara try to explain that who's that town is like your mayor? This is you allowed to break a structure of bricks to get the fruits of Yamtub, and he's going to be the man doing the Erev. What do you mean? You're differentiating between the Erev and the fruits. You're back to the question. So if it's the same thing, so then based on our sugi, what's the question? Of course, you're allowed to break it open. So that's the place of an area, it would seem. The Hasim also Lashabas and Mikl. Yes, there it's forbidden to break open the tower. Until the Gemara was able to find the Manda Omar that lets him in out of bricks and so on and so forth. Yet, but so how does that relate to our sugya? Ba'acha Shari, the Ba'acha the Shari L'Shabbos Chavis, and Taisa has explained, so why in our sugya do we say you're allowed to break open the barrel? That's Meshum Demayr Ben Mustiki. Taisa explains an important idea for the sugya, it's about Mustiki. K'demukit L'Babeya Perka, maybe Kadayayim, the Gemara over there, and Dablam Gimel Beis, so Farash Rashi Hasim explains, what is Mustiki? That you're allowed to break it open? Da'ayinu Chavis Shavura, it's a broken barrel. Then the medavkin shavirdal b'saraf shall eat, but then you go ahead and you attach the broken pieces with the sap of a tree, so isim and the zevas that you make tar from for karden reishna. Shemachi davka chavishari. Yes, that's why specifically our sugya talking about the barrel that's permitted to break it open. Why? Because the machmas gireyusa leichaisla, because of its inferior quality, it's already broken. It just was glued back together again. A person would not be concerned from breaking it open. And therefore what? But like lemecha shem yiskam lasakli, they would have to be concerned that maybe he's going to make it into a vessel and he's just going to break the whole thing. Also, our whole sugya here is talking about this mustiki, which is the inferior type of a vessel. Now, in contrast to the sugya over there, that's why it was forbidden. Wait a second. Although the Gemara Bay, which Tais is drawing from, that was saying is tuma mustiki, that Gemara only says it that it's mustiki in our halacha only according to Beleza, the part, because the Gemara asks. Beleza says that it's forbidden to go ahead and break a piece of wood to make a vessel out of it. You'd be chayav achatos, and therefore you're not break it to like get the smell. So the Gemara asks, Beleza had the time, doesn't he hold what we learned in our Mishnah we quote here in our sugya? Shebrat mesachavis v'chul, the person could break the barrel to eat the dried figs that are inside of it, as long as you don't make a vessel out of it. But Beleza holds chayav achatos. So therefore, So according to Rabbi Eliezer, you should have made the same gezeira over here by breaking the barrel that you shouldn't be able to, because if you come to do it intently, you can be chayav chatas. Aval lamashani, and that's what the Gemara within Beg answers is, oh, it's not difficult because it must need mamustiki. Our Mishnah says you even allowed to do like a tchila, it's to mamustiki, it's the inferior type of a vessel. But in general, you're right, then we would say it's going to be forbidden like Rabbi Eliezer says. Now, but then the difficulty is, how can we explain over here that to explain why it's forbidden in the Sugin Ervin? Because by Mustaki, as Tais is asking, he says, we mean the whole Gemara, the Gemara Bay that explains to my Mustaki is only according to Rabbi Eliezer, not according to Rabbanon. And that's just Tais, no, we come up still, I feel the Rabbanon, even according to Rabbanon, boy, look, you have to explain, as we're explaining, that's to my Mustaki. Because the Rabbanon, they plead to Rabbi Eliezer, the Kama like to Meno. The Rabbanon don't disagree with him that he says that don't break it off, pierce, la yiktim as a hadis, la rich, but he shouldn't break the myrtle that it should give an aroma and have a good smell. Elo, the only machlik is mishum the use of your lay, Rabbi Eliezer holds the biktimus kisim when you break the twig. Chayev chatas, you're liable for chatas. Kishakait melachatas bishinim, when you break it, to go ahead and use as a toothpick. Where the Rabban hold, no, there's no chayev chatas, but it is forbidden. So Vim Kane, if that's the case, he limit kmin lobe mustiki, but wouldn't explain our sugya according to everyone, according to Rabban, by mustiki. A liar kilmefak, to the contrary, you could ask on them too. But leslu huditan, b'chulu, don't they hold of this mishnah that we say over here that you let it break the barrel? How could they say it's aser midrabanan? So Hilkach, therefore, Tezus says, Yimukun Rabbanan, they agreed to Belezer that you now let a break it on Shabbos. The whole machlekes is Yibchai Bechatas, or it's just is a rabbinic iser. Therefore, Miboylan, the name, we have to say that Libid and Kulum Ibn Masin Bemustiki. Right? The Mishnah, our Mishnah is going according to Ebon Bemustiki, and that's why it's initially permitted to go ahead and break the barrel to take the dried fig from inside of it. Bahashta Asi Shemite Shabbat, now the whole sugi worked out. Our Gemara over here, the Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara in Be'ah. That's the taste of Mipi Rabbi, that's from his teacher. And Tais continues, says, however, you could say, based on Begmor Yushalmi, Yushalmi brings Bekar, Koma Arba Matzos, he says, I found, regarding the Mishnah, the second Erevin, that says that if a person put the Erevin in the tower and they lost the key, that it's an Erevin. Blezza says, if he doesn't know where his key is, it's not an Erevin. And that says, Yushalmi, how did the tema, this is being said, Bemigdal Shal Evan, by a tower made out of brick. Of the Migdal Shal Eitz, but if a tower made out of wood, Nasek Hashayvah Chavis Lechem in the Gregis, that's exactly the Halakha Mishnah. It's like the case of breaking the barrel to eat the dried figs inside of it, and that even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that it would be an error. Awesome. According to your Shalmi, you don't have to say that's to my mustiki, our Mishnah. You could even say it's to my barrel made out of wood, which that would be like the Migdal Shalait, which would be able to break it to take the air that's inside of it. So Tais had explained that the whole head to break the barrel to take the grapes from it is specifically by mustiki, which is an inferior type of a vessel which was broken and glued back together again. So we don't have to be concerned that you can make a vessel out of it because you're not concerned about just breaking it. But a new barrel, not, because you might make a kli out of it. And even the Chacham that disagree with Eliezer, they hold the same thing, albeit rabbinically. Then Tais said, but based on the Yushalmi, that even actually a new barrel and that's complete, you let it break if it's made out of wood, and you don't have to be concerned with making a kli out of it. The next Tais that begins with the Gemara Matir, Mafkiya, Bechetuch, you could untie it, you could unravel it, you could cut it. Tais can explain that you shouldn't permit on Shabbos seals made out of rope. And not those made out of wood or metal. Because the Gemara said that you have these baskets that the covering is tied with a rope. So on that we said, you're allowed to untie it, you're allowed to unravel it, you're allowed to cut it to get to the figs that are inside. So that's the place, I'm a rabbi, my teacher says, the Mahide Ervin from the Gemara, the Ervin of Lam Dal Madal, which we mentioned in the previous thesis regarding that you have the Ervin side and it is locked and you lost the key, which we said that it's an Ervin, and the Gemara says, why? Because, and the Gemara's question was, he's in one place and Erev is in another place, and he can't access it, and has to be in the same place. So it says in that sugya, Yeshlomo, you could learn out the Hodah. I mean, this is what we say in Be'ed of Lam and Alpha and Be'ed, because someone should be Kalem. The seals and vessels, for example, a box that's closed through a rope that you tied, that Matr Mavki Bechaytach, that we're saying you could untie it, you could unravel it, you could cut it off. Hainuk are going to cut to b'misna. That's talking about where you tied it with a rope. That's where you're allowed to do that. Al pesach shel eitz v'shel matachas. But if it's an opening of wood or of metal, and it's closed with that type of a lock, then also l'shabbat lafki, then that would be forbidden to break and to undo that. How do we know this? It says Taisus. This is what Taisus was coming to say in the beginning. He says when the kashli has the fact that the gemara in there and the Erev asks, am I? Why is it a good Erev if you're one? If it's locked. He's in one place, there is another place, which you see from the sugi, the pshita leisha in yochalafkiya pesach is by terev. You see, you cannot break open the lock and to take the erev. Even though in general, throughout Shas, whenever it says a tower, it means a vessel. When it says about trapping a deer into a house or a deer into a migdal, that's obviously that migdal is referring to a vessel, not to a tower. And v'chiyahid the bris kol came like we find in the Gemara previous to the kovchov beis on the beis. Now even so, it was obvious to the Gemara that you're not allowed to break open the lock of the closet. Now, obviously, then the Gemara beis that says that by these chasam shebekelim you're allowed to break it specifically if it's tied with a rope, but not if it's made with a lock made out of wood or out of metal. Now says Tesub Maskana, and the conclusion of the Gemara even over there the Vlamahemet Alv nami leboy leukmi. The Gemara also didn't want to explain that just the Tanakama holds that it is going to be a valid Erev, is Ela Bukatur Bemisna, only if it's tied with a rope. The Hainu Davka Chasam Shabakalim, that's specifically the seal in a vessel, which that you allowed to cut on Shabbos, and therefore the Erev is going to be an Erev because you could undo it and get the Erev out. Of a Davishu Chazakim Pesach, but something that's strong like a lock, Le'abashar Tanakama, the Tanakama would not permit you to break the lock and to take out the Erev. And maybe that Tais is making that important clarification, specifically rope, not a lock like made out of wood or metal. That's me pirabe. That's my teacher. Kinek says not to begin with the Gemara Harabon, the Harab Nechem, this is going like Rabban, this is going like Nechem. Tais can explain why did you just say both brides like Nechem? You might have a question. We had one bride that says that these baskets, you could untie it, but you can't unravel and you can't tear it. Another one says you could. So the Gemara says, oh, it's not a difficulty. The one that says that you can't cut it, he says, a knife cannot be used, even for a permitted thing of a rope, but it's not meant for that. And that which says you could, is going like Rabban. Which Tais says, Tamil, it's a wonder to me. Why don't you say that both brides like Nechem, the one that says that you could untie, unravel, and even cut it, that's beyamtim. And there he would hold yes, as Tais concludes. He says, but this is the one that says you could only untie, we can't unravel and cut, that's beshabbos. Because Tais says they could tell that the Sefer Lachli with Reb Nechemi, we find such a town that makes that differentiation in Reb Nechemi himself. But Beit Pekah maybe Kadi Yain the Gemara and Beit Avlam and Beisam and Alav. That when is he this strict that could only be used for what it's meant for? That's on Shabbos when Yom Tov you could. So then you could say both like Reb Nechemi. That's the Tais. What you could say is yeah, but the Nichalei Lema Chaduk Rabbanan. The Gemara preferred to say one opinion is like Rabbanan. But the name of Tavai Reb Nechemi then saying both like Reb Nechemi, and because we wanted to say the Halacha like Rabbanan, therefore say at least one of them is like Rabbanan. Even though yes, technically we could have answered that both are like Rim Nechemia.